Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some extension news and remind everyone what's coming up on our extension calendar, like our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour coming May 16th. But first, did you know as the weather warms, people fire up their grills, grab their tongs, and reach for mouth-watering steaks and real beef hamburgers to create memories with family and friends? May Day is just around the corner, and a lot of us will be meeting up with family and friends during the long weekend. Family gatherings are a great time to get out the grill, cook some beef, and enjoy the nice weather. According to the executive director of the Kansas Beef Council, the value of beef to the economy and the social fabric of our state is remarkable. Kansas ranks third in the country with more than 6.5 million cattle on ranches and in feed yards. That's more than twice the state's human population of 2.9 million. Furthermore, Kansas ranks second in fed cattle marketed. In total, beef cattle and calves represent 51.5% of the Kansas agriculture cash receipts, enhancing the spending power in local economies across the state. Kansas has about 45.8 million acres of farm ground. Not all of this ground can be used to grow crops. However, grazing cattle is an ideal technique for efficient utilization of grasses and plants growing on over 15.3 million acres of Kansas pasture and rangeland. These acres would be wasted if not for ruminants like cattle, who can turn these resources into essential proteins and nutrients for humans. Additionally, grazing cattle helps maintain grasslands and reduce the fuel load, which can spark destructive wildfires. In my wheat news, remember to mark your calendars for May 16th for the McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, starting in Marquette, and then a noon meal sponsored by MKC at their Mound Ridge Training Center, then visiting the plots in Mound Ridge and ending in Inman. Tina Sullivan, Assistant Professor and KSRE Specialist, we'll be discussing wheat varieties and the disease pressures we should be monitoring here in the central part of the state. Plan to come to one of our three county wheat plot tours on May 16th. In our extension news, the time for selecting a new class of Kansas Master Farm families is almost here. We here at the McPherson County Extension Office are asking for your help to nominate a farm or ranch couple deserving of this time-honored recognition based on their agriculture achievements, family living, and rural citizenship. Please consider making a nomination, and I can help with the applications that are due to the Extension Office on Friday, May 9th. In more Extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's Farmers Market and will open on June the 7th. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, small crafts, anything homemade and homegrown. This market will be on every Saturday from June 7th till October. If you're interested in becoming a weekly vendor, contact the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523. And on our extension calendar, it's time to sign up our youngsters for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 4th this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from the McPherson County Fire, EMS Sheriff, and Police, along with farm safety stations set up throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 23rd for our 2025 Farm Safety Day Camp, which is June 4th. We are co-sponsored by KSRE and our local McPherson County, Kansas Farm Bureau. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.